Wait a minute, Statue of Liberty? That was our planet. You blew it up.
You damn 38s. That was our internet.
You've tuned into the final countdown. It's just Jack and Manto today, because Gavin is. Didn't he die?
Yep.
I think he died.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's the only reason I can think of why he wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I'm not looking into it. I mean, I'm not going to the funeral. It'd be too boring. I mean, sad. It would be too sad too.
It'll
So
be
I'm not going.
yeah, and it'll be as sad as it is boring.
Yeah, I mean,
He died as
I'd
a
be
myth.
willing to see. I'd be willing to read about it in a very short newspaper thing. Like, Gavin died. Everyone's sad.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But
I don't need to.
also I think I'd actually only read, and I'd much prefer him to like do like an audiobook version of that article that I'd be reading, you know?
Oh, you don't want to use your eyes for that. You're absolutely right. Yeah. What is
No.
this? The pre-alien dark ages? I don't think we need any of that. So my inclination this week was very much to just say fuck it, because I actually don't think last week's episode has come out yet. I think there was a bit of a miscommunication between me and Rob, and I don't think it's actually even released. So my inclination was, when it was just us two, I was like, yeah, fuck it. But it's a very special week in Final Countdown history, because it's the week of WrestleMania, and we said, fuck it, let's just, the next time we saw each other, we would be just talking about wrestling anyway. So let's just record that and put it out
It
as a
might as
podcast,
it might as well be the two best things. A two-hander, those two people being Jack and Manto, and all about wrestling.
Yeah, that's it's. If you're not already excited, folks, start to fluff yourself a little. We don't want you hard yet, but we do want you heavy.
Yeah.
We want
Because
you.
we're in
Do
for
you
the long
imagine?
haul here.
Yeah, you're taking a flaccid, naked selfie, but like, we all know you're cheating a little bit. We
Yes,
know you're
yeah,
trying to
yeah,
make it.
yeah. This isn't it. It's not soft.
I
You're not. This
mean,
isn't fresh out of the pool.
because it would be the funniest thing in the world if you actually, if people will get more into sending dick pics of like just post workout, where you've got like the
Yeah.
completely weensy little penis, like, just sending those to people. You're like,
Yeah.
yeah,
Where epic,
they're
what
like,
becomes hot is how different it can be.
yeah, it's like, you fucking wait, want to see how big you can make it because it's small now? I mean, there's.
Yeah, how big
You
do you
kind
like
of
it?
look like a Greek statue.
Yeah, it's like, do you like big penises? Yeah, I like it to be a good 600 or 700% bigger than when it's at its smallest. That's what I value.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't, I think that's, I think the Greeks had it right. They weren't saying, you will look at the statues, you know, like, it's a small penis. They weren't saying, this is, isn't it great that the penis is small? They were missing the context of, well, you see how much bigger it is when it's big.
Yeah.
They were,
It's all about, they're all about the element of surprise.
they thought it was more dignified, apparently, to have a smaller.
Really?
Yeah, they thought it
That
was kind
sounds
of
like some shit someone would make up.
fucking, I mean, it sounds like something you would culturally decide if you just had a bunch of small peckers and you're like, it's fucking barbaric to have a big one anyway. We
Yeah.
need, yeah, fucking don't even.
Well,
Really big is bad, And you could get away with that in those days.
And all my friends say it. I mean, all my female friends are like, yeah. It's like a joke we all make. That big
I
is
mean, now the
better.
information would get out, like that all penises weren't that size. But in the Greek city state days, that's why they were always fighting with each other. They were just trying to keep the information. It's like, you're Athens, okay? There's Sparta. They're all about their various things. Athens has its democracy. Sparta has its weird gay warrior culture thing that's going on there. And then, yeah, we'll be thieves, and we have small penises, and we don't let anyone else know that that's not just the size of penises, and that's what we do.
Yep, that's the hill we die on.
We die on that hill. And it's a powerful look at, if you've got a small penis and you don't want anyone to know about it, that's pretty big motivation. I mean, 300 Spartans against however many Persians at Thermopylae. Fine, that's one thing. Like one guy with a smaller pecker than he wants to admit and trying to not show it to anyone. I don't know, man. I think Alexander the Great himself couldn't have conquered that, by a battle.
And I wept because there was no more peckers left to conquer.
And then you had to realize that what's happening here is you got.
All right, we've gone fully
hardcore history.
We've gone fully down the rabbit. Oh, that is really hardcore history.
Yeah, it certainly is. Softcore history, probably more likely, I'd say, probably. Yeah, we're here on the final countdown. Jack, you are just back from, you're literally just back, I think.
I am off the plane a single digit number of hours. Yeah, I got in this morning. It is now this afternoon.
You were just in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love and homelessness.
Yeah, the city of brotherly love and that new drug zombie, apparently, which, is really doing a number on that joint.
So there's a new drug, because it was fentanyl, then it was like fentanyl, pish and fop. We've got trank. And now there's zombie, which is like,
I think so. I think that's quite a Philadelphia specific thing though,
is it possible that they're all just dumb hicks and that like they're like, yeah, you should have seen it before that drug hit here. We were really good. But then
it's all been downhill since they founded the country they're in, but it fell off a little quicker than they're willing to admit.
Yeah, because like for a minute they were like, Philadelphia, that'll be the capital of our country. And then they tried that for a little while and they're like, let's move it
these
from there.
Dumb hicks.
I don't want these people to. Their like most famous thing is a broken bell.
And the bell is really underwhelming.
Yeah. It's just a fucking bell with a crack in it.
Yeah, and even like what it was cracked during was some nonsense. It was like, oh, like a Supreme Court justice had died and they were ringing the bell and then it cracked.
Yeah.
That's like it.
I mean, it's if you put an arse, which also has a crack in it, in the same place, I mean, I think people would, be interested to look at that. So you're in Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend. Is this your second trip to?
This is my third. So I went in 2019 to New York, then to Los Angeles last year, and now this year to Philadelphia.
Well, so it's not even your first one where it's the 2-day extravaganza.
This is my second 2-day extravaganza as well. I was at the last 1-day snooze extravaganza, and let me tell you, the 2-day infinitely better.
It had gotten too long.
It was like a 7-hour show, and I was literally asleep in my chair by the end of it. And I was happy to be there. I was having a good time, and I was asleep.
Oh yeah, you're thinking like you're sick of. It's like you're getting sick of like your favorite dinner. It's like that's too much steak.
Yeah, I'm like, there's Rey Mysterio, someone I have loved for 2 decades, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you could. It's so they either really did need to just trim it down or split it up, and seemed like just a thing to do for the pandemic or whatever. And boy, have they got hot. They had 2 sellouts, I think, right?
Yeah, two total sellouts. And so I actually went to 4 WWE shows over the weekend.
I was about to ask you what in total you went to, but I suppose start with the WWE stuff. And Jesus, you probably didn't have time for much else if you went to 4. What does that include? Was that NXT?
So we went to NXT because we had a buddy who was who was on that. Valkyrie lost her belt, the dumb bitch. to kick out. Just kick. It's not hard.
Yeah. Just don't. See, the 3 count means you lose. I think she thought it was 4.
Yeah. She thought it was 4, and that's why she tapped out.
it's your European rules. the old 4 count.
I was under the impression that I was to lose the round, not the match.
Chael Sonnen rules. It's like in what way if you beat a guy up for 4.5 rounds and then he catches you in a triangle, how does that mean you lost the fight? Well, Chael, I admire your point there, sir, but
But the rules we play by say just that.
Well, look at in Westland, Oregon, that wouldn't be the rules. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
On the mean streets of Westland, Oregon, he wins that fight 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I mean, that's a he's a great man. He's the only, and I take a pretty strong stance on drugs in sport, but like, let Chael take whatever he wants. Yes, I don't know. Whatever he needs, he can have it. It's only fair. So yeah. Four shows. NXT.
NXT stand and deliver. That was on the Saturday morning. Then we had night one of WrestleMania on the Saturday night. Night two of WrestleMania on the Sunday, and then Monday Night Raw on Monday night.
I didn't realize Stand and Deliver was in the. I didn't. I have to be honest. See it. I saw. Only thing I saw of Stand and Deliver was the little highlight package that they showed on Mania. So that was in the morning.
That is the as it was last year. That is the morning of day one. It's on at like 12 p.m.
I guess they have to, because they used to do it the night before.
But now they do SmackDown and the Hall of Fame the night before.
Yeah. So they pretty much have to 12 and. It was, was there a big crowd? Where was that?
It was in the same venue as Raw, and it's the most tickets they've ever sold to NXT ever. It was like 17,000.
That's an immense crowd to be drawing to, especially something at that time. Although you are talking about people who've flown in to see wrestling, and there are shows on at that time, but still,
yeah,
that's impressive. It shows you how bloody hot. I would have thought they had got more than 17,000 before, but apparently not. Obviously,
seemingly not. I think it wasn't a sellout because it was actually on in the Wells Fargo Center, which is the same place that they did Raw and Raw.
Because they did 20,000 for Raw.
Yeah, yeah.
But God, I mean, like 17,000 to a midday show when
a matinee of the B team. Doing 16,000-17,000 is absolutely insane. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure, we even remember where we would go to we went to the NXT house show in Dublin in the point, and like we were really impressed that they sold like the lower tier
of
the point. I was like, I can't believe they've done that. And that was maybe 5,000.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have thought NXT now is as hot a product as it was then.
It's really difficult to get a read on. I think, yeah, because I kind of predominantly know it through a pal that's on it, so it's very difficult to have perspective.
Well, I'll put it to you this way: it feels much more like what it is now. It feels much more development, like a developmental system. There was a while there when they had people. They were just stacked with people who, for whatever reason, Vince didn't like, and Triple H was trying to backdoor. You know, like Samoa Joe and fucking Shinsuke Nakamura and like
fucking Seth Rollins, and you had basically like the best independent wrestling company in the world somehow being a part of WWE.
Yeah, like Kevin Owens was there for like all, you know, there was these guys who just, it's like they don't need to be there. They're So it felt like the cool third brand. But it drew sort of like developmental, way better, like very good development. And now it feels developmentally, and it's
still pretty
good. I've seen the TV show. It's like in that, it's not in Full Sail University. It's in an even smaller venue than it used to be.
I think it's in the Performance Center now, yeah.
So, I mean, not to say it sells out every week. I mean, I don't think they even sell the tickets. I think you have to like apply for them. I think they're, and I presume they're massively oversubscribed. So good for that. Is there, no, I won't ask any questions about our pal, well, your pal. Just when she lost the title, I was wondering, does that mean she's gonna be on Raw or SmackDown very soon? I want to ask you to confirm or deny that.
We would never ask, and she would never tell. She was not on Raw on Monday. I think that Shawn Michaels is such a fan of her that he's going to try and keep her around in NXT for a while.
Oh, it's no harm to not sort of get brought up right after WrestleMania, particularly if it's not going to be on the Raw after, where you get the big crowd, you can kind of get lost in the shuffle. Because the next pay-per-view ends up being like, well, they're not like this as much anymore, but they used to do like WrestleMania Rebound or whatever it was called afterwards. So the whole next pay-per-view was all...
Yeah, they're doing Backlash.
Backlash is the one I was trying to think of. But Backlash was so cool because it was pretty much all rematches from WrestleMania. They don't tend to do that anymore, I don't think. But so it might be no harm for her to hang about in there for another little while. Although I'm sure it doesn't feel that way when you're looking at the really hot product and you really want to be up there, but there's plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
And it's certainly better to be down there than to be like coming up and being like, yeah, we're gonna have Jade Cargill beat you in a minute. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And was there any other standout matches from that one?
Ilya Dragunov is really good.
He's class. He's really good.
Always has.
He's coming up, isn't he? He came up. He was at Raw on Monday, wasn't he?
But he remains the NXT champion, so he appeared on Raw, but he's still the NXT guy.
All right. So yeah, okay. Yeah. They're doing a draft episode soon, so they'll be presumably if it's going to happen, that's where it'll officially be. He's really good. His matches with, I'd only really seen him against Walter and whatever the fuck Walter's called now, Gunther.
Gunther, yeah.
And they were really cool, but. If you're willing to get the shit beat out of you by Gunther, it can be a good match, and that might not be indicative of what the rest of your career is going to be like. But he is very good, really good fire. And the biggest obstacle, because he's a little small, so like, but the biggest obstacle to him to that mattering is gone. So
yeah, and he just has such a great sort of nuts look. But I'm like, yeah, I'll watch this guy do anything.
And I'll just say the comparison and you can understand why I'm reluctant to say it, but he reminds me a little bit of Chris Benoit, but only in the sense that he's clearly small, but he's just so ferocious that you don't, there's not that disconnect there when he's beating up a bigger guy or whatever.
Yeah, he seems credible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. It's a type of intensity that I don't know. It's almost like having size in that I don't know if you can teach it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very, very good point.
So anyway, so yeah. Okay. What were your four WWE shows then? So obviously the two nights. Oh, and Raw.
Yeah. And then there was like four more fucking indie or probably, I don't know how many other shows I went to, but there was a bunch of, like, again, the thing that makes WrestleMania really fun, beyond the fact that like WrestleMania as a show is everything that the Super Bowl wishes it was.
Elaborate on that. What do you mean?
Everything that every sporting event wishes it was. It's like it's pageantry. It's got this sort of big event feel. And the magic of wrestling is that you can just conjure that out of thin air. Like you can go into a Super Bowl and then it can be an absolute blowout from the first quarter.
Yes.
But and I feel like the Olympics does a good job of it, where it just feels like such a fucking event. But you can do it every year, and it is, I don't know, I just it, there's something about just the production of it and the energy around it that I don't get at other, and have been to, and like, again, like, it's different. It's like the best part of theater and the best part of sports mashed together.
I can see that. And actually, to your point,
because it's not like I could have gone to the World Cup final in Paris, the World Cup final, and been like, oh my God, there's been an injury. Brian O'Driscoll is kidding back out for Ireland and he's going to kick 20 points.
Yeah. The closest we had to that actually was that game last year against Scotland, where it was like, we don't have any hookers. Who's good? Cian Healy, he played when he was 18 in school. We're going to, you know.
Yeah,
bring them out. That was kind of like that. There are sporting events that, yeah, by accident get to be like scripted dramas. Like Brian O'Driscoll's last match was like that for Ireland, where they won the.
Oh yeah, like a perfect finish. Yeah,
yeah, it was. That was a fun one like that. And funny, you compared it to the Super Bowl. This is one of the biggest Super Bowls this year that I can remember, and it was probably the most WrestleMania-ish of them.
Yeah. There's just fucking celebs around, and it was a real comeback, and like, oh yeah, there was like big characters. Yeah.
Like, you can't have Taylor Swift play in the game, but they sure managed to make it feel like she was.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, yeah,
Whereas
yeah,
I
yeah.
guess in WWE, it's like Logan Paul could just be in it.
Yeah,
We can, you know.
Logan Paul is like, is he gonna win?
He's a
Cool.
bad example because he's actually amazing at wrestling,
He's
considering how long
so
he's been doing
fucking
it.
good at it. Yeah.
Apparently, Kurt Angle was like that when he started. I don't really, I wasn't paying close enough attention to it to be able to tell you that he was or wasn't.
I wouldn't even know it if I saw it. But like now I'm like, as someone who's like just is a bad wrestler, I'm like, wow, that like ignore like the intangibles of like he's like super athletic, jacked, handsome, charismatic, like
Yeah.
as much of a dick as he probably
Oh, I'm sure.
either plays really well on YouTube. And again, I'm not actually familiar with any of his stuff outside of wrestling, which is really funny. But like as much of a dick as he probably is, that just so works in what he's doing, in what you can
Yeah.
do in wrestling. Like it's absolute fucking box office, and I'm here for
Yeah, I see. I mean, it's
it.
very much not his weekend. It's, you know, he was a part of it and everything, but he was just an example. Then I realized he's a bad example because a better example is like when they get like, where they got the bloke who was in, although he's pretty good as well. The bloke from Arrow was just like, we'll just have him have a match.
Oh yeah,
Like,
Stephen Amell will just do some bits, or like Bad
yeah.
Bunny. Yeah.
Bad Bunny had a pretty good match. The only match I ever saw him do was pretty good. Was he against Damian Priest? Was that who he wrestled? I seem to remember
M
Bad Bunny being
maybe
pretty good.
he had that hardcore thing in Puerto Rico. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll also tell you that I just had no idea who he was. So a bit of the I just like a bit of the like, oh my God, this famous guy is amazing at wrestling. I didn't have that because I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah,
But like,
famous to who? He's like famous to people who speak a different language to you. He's like, oh, well, good.
yeah. But good for them. So yeah, I can see all of that. The two nights big thing was the car.
I gotta say, I also think that, and again, I haven't watched a lot of WrestleManias like growing up. Like we didn't have like we weren't out there like buying all the tapes. That wasn't us. It feels like it was one of the better WrestleManias, maybe the best WrestleMania.
I'll tell you this. It was. I don't know. Because it's like you can go back and watch. Like I didn't see, I think it was it 17 that's often
Rock Hogan.
was Rock Hogan was 20, was it? Or which was it?
That was
And the 17 was, I don't know. That's often thought to be the
oh,
one of
that
the
was
better
18.
ones. But you know, going back and watching it, it's like, yeah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I remember 30 being pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely it was. Yeah.
That was the one with the two Daniel Bryan matches and the Undertaker streak ending.
Yeah. Sorry, that 17 was Rock Austin.
Yeah. Which like not a killer match at all or anything, but you know, it was a big match. This one certainly I really only cared about the main event on both nights. There's other stuff that was good, but it's very much, which is like when wrestling is at its most successful, this kind of is the way of it, where like the main event carries it and everything else is nice to
Yeah.
have.
Everything else is an opportunity to catch people for whatever's coming next. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought yeah, they've got a real chance of making a next level breakout women's star with Rhea Ripley. I think
Oh
she's
yeah, and
got
like
something.
in the and being in the room, like she was one of the best matches last year, one of the best matches this year. And being and like people fucking love her, and not in like a she's really hot kind of way, you know?
Yeah, and again,
She's
you're not
also
denigrating
fucking
her by saying
class at
that. She's
wrestling.
obviously a good-looking woman, but like that's not the point. And she is, because there's a thing. There's like a certain type of, and some of them are very creepy. Like woman's wrestling fan who like only likes the women, and like
They are the worst, and they suck, and they're
They're
so creepy. You can
very,
spot them a mile away, and they're like,
yeah,
"Come on,
they're
mommy." Yeah.
like crusty sweatpants people. But
Yeah.
so sometimes if you're in a room, if you're at a show with like a lot of them, it can seem like, I don't know, you can get a false idea of what some, where some of the female talent are. But she's top of the game at the moment and can go further.
Yeah,
I think
I
it's
think starts to make a pretty credible argument for being the best women's wrestler of all time.
I would say so. There is the argument. I mean, you're not going to know for another 10 years, but so
Certainly wouldn't
that's,
surprise me.
yeah, they're setting up a lot of what was there? Was there
But
Snoop Dogg was out there having fun?
Okay, let's talk appearances then for a second. Snoop Dogg showed up. Lil Wayne
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
was showed up. I don't know why Lil Wayne was there.
I don't know if Lil Wayne knows why he was there.
Yeah.
But they at least used him. At least they didn't have it have let's stop, which they've done in previous years. The let's stop everything, have basically a Lil Wayne concert. They had him do an entrance for somebody, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. That. Yeah. He came out with Jey Uso.
What Jesus, sorry, it was, yeah. Sorry, I'm just gonna grab a Stabilizer out of the fridge
Oh,
while
nice.
we're
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What are you drinking?
just Budweiser. I just have some leftover beers from me and other Gav watched Mania on Monday. We watched the two shows
Oh,
back to
Workshop.
back. On Monday we watched them back to back.
Nice.
So I'm just kind of working through the beers that are left over from that at the moment. So I've got Budweiser's and Coors Lights because it's party beers, you just
Unreal.
fucking
God,
loud
you
slamming
are.
it
You watched it
out.
back. Yeah, I did it back to back. That's
Big
a
big shout out to the Coleman cooler I was keeping the beers in because I went to like take them out of it today and they're still fucking Rocky Mountain cold.
Wow.
And I don't know if a Budweiser can be Rocky Mountain cold, but if it can,
This
this
one
is.
is.
So that's 2 full days, and
That's
they kept.
music festival cold.
Yeah, that's fucking right, man. Me,
Unreal.
I've told this story before, but one of the oxygens. We'd all brought like Galahad Lager or whatever with us, big trays of it. And we came to the realize it was the realization that the only time of the day that they were cold enough to like enjoy was like first thing in the morning. Because
Yeah.
they'd just been out all night overnight. And then so it's like 7 a.m. It's like, I don't really feel like a beer. This is the nicest they're gonna get though. We might as well start cracking into them.
And if I drink this at its nicest, it will make the other one slightly nicer throughout the day.
Well, there is a point that it's like, am I drinking today? Well, then I have to start now because if otherwise, I mean, it's just, remember Sam McKenna brought Dutch Gold. He sprung the extra like tenner for a 24 pack of Dutch Gold, and it was he might as well have had like fucking Ambrosia. It was like, oh my God, this is so much fucking nicer. God bless him. But so yeah, we watched the fucking tune. Well, so I feel a lot of it ran together for me because that really was like watching it old school. Like
Yeah.
the last time we watched one together, Jack, when you were still living in James's Street or Stephen's Gate or wherever you were, and it was like we were barely awake by the end of it. It was,
Impossible. Yeah.
it was like we can't do this. So we did skip some stuff as well, like. We skipped the tag match, the ladder tag match, which may have been a mistake, but
Oh,
we
the
did.
ladder tag match is really good.
I should have probably not skipped that. Probably the Usos match was probably the one that was most skippable, and I was least inclined to skip that because I was like,
It
something
was certainly
bloodliney might
underwhelming.
happen.
It was
Some
certainly underwhelming. Yeah.
I mean, although actually, yeah, sorry, a point that I completely didn't make, but I meant to when we were talking about Logan Paul was that you were talking about being a bad pro wrestler, and you know how hard it is to be bad at it.
Yeah.
It's like comedy. It's like it's fucking hard to be bad.
Yeah,
Like
yeah, yeah. To even get to a point where you are considered to be doing it
yeah.
and bad is quite a ways.
If I try to have a match with no training, like many of those celebrity guys do, like it wouldn't resemble a match that you know, it would you wouldn't be like, that's a bad match. You'd be like, what the fuck is this? What
Yeah,
is he
yeah, yeah.
doing? You know?
Or you'd have to work around it. You have to work design it really specifically, like when we did it with Jack Gleason. It's just
Oh,
like, yeah.
sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can have him guide you a couple of spots or whatever. And
Yeah.
it's easier to do if the guy's pretty athletic, because you can have him do some athletic-y stuff, you know. Like if a guy can jump really high, if a guy can fucking do like tumbles and somersaults and stuff. Like if you just have a guy go, like for 90% of people, if you have a guy who can do a fucking shooting star press, which is not an easy move at all to do, but for someone with like great leaping ability, it's kind of like a backflip, and it's not easy, but it is simple.
Yeah. It's a
Like,
mental problem, not a physical one.
yeah, and
You can
so if
kind of
you've
just,
got.
from everything I've heard, and it's not a decision I've ever been able to make, you can kind of just decide you can do a backflip. But once you've made that decision, you can. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right.
Yeah, that's yeah, certainly. There's nothing meant, there's nothing about a backflip that I can't do, but I can't do one.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
although I might not be able to do them because I have remarkably poor jumping ability.
Really?
It's, yeah, we were like dicking around in school playing basketball, and we were all just like seeing how much we could jump, and I couldn't fucking jump high at all.
Yeah,
Like, to the point that I think people thought I was messing. They were like, and like as well, I like fully let them think I was messing. I was like, yeah, I'm just doing
you're
it
like,
because,
oh,
like,
sorry, I just got off a trampoline. That's why my jumping's broken.
yeah. But anyway, so it's so fair play to them for that. I do want to actually address. We might as well get to it now because it is a rest. But no, we'll finish. I got a listener question, so I don't want to not address it. It
Oh,
is about
sweet. Okay, well,
wrestling.
look, let's just finish out the WrestleManias before I talk about the
Let's
main
finish out
events.
WrestleMania first or the weekend or whatever.
And we can just talk about the main events because that is really what this all was.
Fuck yeah, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
How
My
smart do they look now?
I
Like, how dumb did they look last year doing the finish they did, particularly when it turned out The Rock was coming back and it looked like they were going to do Rock and Roman? How smart do they look now for all of that, even if it
we
was an accident?
Even if it was an accident, yeah. Like I remember us very clearly walking out of the stadium last year being like, they fucked it. It hasn't you'll never recreate this particular you'll never recreate this magic. This was the time to pull the trigger. No, we couldn't have been more wrong. A
Now,
double main event, Cody, Roman, and I'm just gonna say it, man. I saw The Rock 3 nights in a row live this weekend.
that's pretty cool. And you might not have thought you were going to get to do that ever.
I might not have thought I'd have ever seen him in the flesh for the rest of my life again. And there he is, 3 nights in a row.
Have to say, the tag match, although he, like, you could say he paced it well, and he did, and he didn't do much, but he looked good. He
Looked
looked, you know.
honestly the best one of the best I've ever seen him.
I mean,
And
obviously he was in good cosmetic shape. He wasn't going to come out there and not be like that. But
yeah.
with how big he is, and I know he's smaller than he has been, but with how big he is, I don't know. I was worried. I was like, is this guy going to fucking blow up after like a minute? Like, because people,
I
I don't
shared
think
that
people
concern, yeah.
intuit how hard it is athletically to be carrying that much muscle and then try and do anything. It just drains the oxygen out of you. Like,
Yeah.
there's a reason why you like most heavyweight fighters look the way they do. Like, they
Yeah.
don't like Francis Ngannou and Brock Lesnar are the exception. Like, they're generally
Yeah.
much more likely to look like Cain Velasquez or Daniel Cormier, because it's just
You just need a bit
it's,
of fat on you to help carry all that.
well, I actually don't know what the fat is doing, but I do know that when lads are free to not lose it, they don't. So I don't know what it's, maybe it's an injury prevention thing or whatever, but I don't know. But it's carrying that much muscle anyway, particularly, I mean, God bless, The Rock is 56 years old. It's safe enough to say he's on the gas. Like,
He's
I
56. Oh, shit.
think he is. I think he's 56.
Wow.
Which, so he didn't blow up at all that I could see. Maybe he did, and he
No,
just
50,
cooked.
51. But either way, like the man is in his 50s. No, he didn't. And he looked absolutely spectacular. And he did one move. Like he was about to hit a people's elbow, which was reversed into that the guy jumps off the second rope and basically hits him a stunner, the Cody Cutter. And the rock floated through the air like a goddamn autumn leaf. Went so high in the air. It just looked absolutely fucking gorgeous. I'm like, wow, this guy has
it's easy because he's such a good talker. It can be easy to forget just quite what of a freak athlete he is as well. You know.
Oh yeah, like he is spectacular.
And he never, I mean, you know, you're inclined to think that certain guys can't do certain things because they don't. But he, like, because he never did like a bunch of flips or whatever. If that had been the thing he needed to do, he'd have done that.
Yeah,
you know, during his career, it's just he didn't have to, and he's better off not. But
it turns out he's just throwing the best looking punches I've seen in such a long time.
I used to love that. Do you remember that sort of? I don't know what you would call it. It's like that float over DDT he used to do when he was younger. I've never seen anyone else do it as good as he did. I really used to like that move. Like it nearly should have been a finisher.
Let me take a look at it here.
Float over DDT is probably not what it's called. I'm sure it has an actual name.
Yeah, no, I see. It's actually when I googled float over DDT, that is exactly what came up, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. That does look good. Yeah, like he can do so much.
Like a lot, like so many
do
wrestling
only
moves
the
are
best
so
things.
Stupid when you break them down. So it's why it's important to be smooth with them.
Yeah.
Because then you don't question it when it happens and it doesn't look effortful. Like something like a float over DDT, if you look like it's a pain in the arse to do the float over part, it's like, why the fuck didn't you just hit a DVD? Why did you do that? But
Yeah.
when you do it smoothly, it's like, that's, you know, fine. It makes sense. And he had some really stupid moves in his arsenal and still does. One of the stupidest moves in the world is people's elbow.
but somehow, a move where...
It's a testament to him and how good he is.
Yeah, you're lying on the ground. I'm going to hit the ropes twice and then hit my elbow off you. And that will remain simply one of the most powerful, like Dragon Ball Z style powerful moves.
No one kicks out of it. Like,
That move won the main event of WrestleMania on Saturday.
Yeah, it was like...
And one thing I got to say about the whole event, the whole of the Saturday top to bottom is like, every single part, every single result was a send the fans home happy. Like the fan favorite result was the result. And I include the bad guy winning with the stupidest move of all time in the main event as send the fans home happy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's when you knew that it was coming, then you knew night two was coming. That's why it's like it's weird. It's a weird gray area. It's like, well, are they both main events? And I know you can go the Lance Storm route, and I actually usually agree with him on almost everything wrestling related, but I don't agree with him on this, where he's like, it's not the main event. It's the last match before intermission. Like,
yeah,
I know what you're saying, Lance, but it's not though. Oh yeah, it's not the big main super actual main event, but it's not the fucking match before intermission either, dude.
Well, that is usually the second best match.
You're gonna want to go like often the opener is very strong. WWE always had that way of booking, and actually I stole it for booking comedy shows.
Open strong, finish strong.
Where I would basically like hide shittier or less experienced acts in between better, where I would basically do like the best guy or the head or the ticket seller sometimes, but certainly like the top tippy top on the card would be the headline. Second best guy was opening always. I was like fucking, and then I would kind of back and forth it. And WWE always did that with their shows, and like as opposed to starting with an opener, and then, you know, they would be like, we already have to bring the crowd down after this hot match, and then you have to like bring them back up with this other one. So
the ability to play, I think something that the main event did really well, like the ability to play a match, to play an audience, is I think one of the more fascinating things about how you put together any live event, where like
and
it
they
can't
sometimes
be all
overthink they
action
sometimes
all the
overthink
time.
it. They do sometimes overthink it, and they get outside of themselves, and it's like, what are you doing? Why do you,
Yeah,
you know, it's like, what
but
are you?
like even at a concert, like it can't all be Thunder Road.
No, well, I mean, that's why I fail to. I don't believe you. I think you lack imagination. I think
4 hours of
let's
Thunder Road
just
would
play
actually be
Thunder
pretty
Road.
fucking sick.
I did once. The closest I ever came to telling a young comic that like he should never do it, and I'm not putting him on stage. But in the end, I just told him, just go up and tell the same joke. He had this one joke about it, and I was like, that's the only thing you've got that's close to being funny. Just go up and tell that
Again and again and again.
for the entire 5 minutes, and I promise you, you'll be the biggest star on the night. And he did it, and he was.
What was
Yeah,
the
but
joke?
if yeah, but if then everyone, but if everyone had done that, then of course it wouldn't have worked. But
No. Like that works because it's different, not
yeah,
because it's good.
and you can't. And it's also you can't make a career out of it. But it's just like okay, so that you're not going to get. He was one of those. He the only reason like, he was like, so are there rules about what we can say? I was like, no, of course not. And then he's like, good, because I'm, and he didn't use this, what he didn't abbreviate it politely. He was like, because I say the N-word a bunch in my act. I don't want to tell you can't say it, but if you're skillful enough to be able to, what are you doing here?
Yes, unless you are Lou, unless you are peak Louis CK.
Yeah, are you as good as Louis CK was when he did it? Then fine, but also get out.
Yeah,
Then is that, you know,
are
you.
you Will Ferrell in the 90s? Because if you're not.
Boy, yeah, he used to drop it, that's for sure. But again, yeah, very, very, very skilled. In any case, I've digressed for some reason.
The main event. Let's just skip to night two then.
Yeah.
The main event.
As well, speaking of matches that, like, by God, did it work, but boy. Boy, would I hate it if every match was like that.
Yeah, you get that once every couple of years.
And you will, and it was like for whatever, it was perfect for what it was. The first night probably could have been shorter, and it would have made it better.
Yes, I think, but this is where it gets to what I was saying about like playing the audience. The slow build, I think, really w worked in that.
The only problem is I think people should call me the crowd reaction. I wasn't there live, so it's not always accurate what you hear on TV. But it felt to me like the audience sort of figured out what the result of it was going to be. Like they
Everyone
like.
knew going in that The Rock was going to win on night one.
It's certainly the only thing that made sense, but you really gave them enough time to think about it, with it being as long as it was.
Yeah, but no one, everyone on night two was like even just talking to people in the stadium or people around, or is this like, man, so nervous they might just do it again. I'm even more nervous they might be right.
Have to say, I didn't think for a second they were going to do that, but it didn't spoil it for me at all that I didn't think it.
Yeah,
Like,
as soon as the music hit, I was like, nah,
yeah.
it's this. It's only this. Of course it's
Like,
this.
you don't want to be entirely 100% predictable. But you should pretty much be able to figure out if you're watching it as carefully as we do, and we're not the biggest nerds about it. I know if you're listening to this, you're going, yes, you are. But you know,
This interview
there's
couldn't
more
get
ups.
any bigger.
There's people who obsess more about it than we do and watch more than we do. But if you're paying attention, you should pretty much be able to figure out who's going to win most matches. Like, it shouldn't be,
Yeah.
if you can't, you're either not as tuned in as you think you are, or they're not booking it right.
Or it genuinely doesn't matter. Or it's one of those matches which is just like, yeah, this is an exhibition. The
Oh,
Rock's
and that's
100%
fine too.
good.
It's like
Yeah.
you can just fucking 50-50, but you could like for your, and it's true, for your proper undercard, you can just flip a coin, who cares? You might be better off. Like that than expending any energy on it at all. It's like, you know, what if we put, you know, and it's not to denigrate either of them, but it's like if we put Ricochet in against fucking like Rey Mysterio. Not Rey Mysterio, he's not an undercard guy, but one of the, did they have Dragon Lee that they signed? You know,
Yep.
that'd be an amazing match. It doesn't matter who wins.
Doesn't
Flip a
matter who
coin.
wins.
Who cares? Like, you know, but for your main event stuff, it really does. And when they forget that, it's to their detriment. Yeah, I knew exactly what was going to happen pretty much on both nights, and
And
it should have happened that way.
I fucking love this.
Yeah, load of interference, and like you knew that was happening too because it was
It was the
Bloodline
rules.
rules, which
It
means
was
there
the
are no
rules.
rules.
Oh,
Like, well, who
in the
showed up?
in the,
Like,
in the space of 90 seconds, The Rock, John Cena, and The Undertaker.
and The Undertaker really was a surprise because I was fairly sure it was going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So was everyone. No one thought it was going to be Taker.
And
But
it worked.
when that gong hit, the place went fucking nuts.
And
The
it's
lights
like,
went
it's.
out. Oh.
And I don't need to see The Undertaker in matches, but he can still do that.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with him showing up once a year to interfere and throw a few slaps. Perfect use for, like, he can still do that. I would be even fine with just, like, every WrestleMania, he just comes out and does his entrance and then walks back to the back.
Yeah. It'd be like, oh, he's doing his entrance. All right, it's time to, you've got time to get a beer, a sit-down three-course meal, get that meal out, get
He's
another
halfway in
beer,
the ring.
And then go to the bathroom, and then you'll still, and then you'll still get some with the pyro. You still want the
Yeah,
salt.
you will. They fucking Seth Rollins came out in his like shield gear, and did he do a rush dye job on his hair as well,
I
or
think
was
it
he?
seems like it. I was like, either it's just it just looks different because either I'm just putting it all together because of the rest of the look. But yeah, it kind of looked like he looked blonder.
Yeah, that's I wasn't 100% sure, and there was so much happening at that time that it was like, well, whatever. In fact, I think there was actually one of the few mistakes they made in the night. Was I think he like did the camera miss some of his, or was it that quick?
I
Like,
don't know. It was
I know
it
that I
was
look
pretty
away.
quick.
It's like I hear the music, I look at Gav, and he just goes to me, "Fucking is Dean Ambrose's contract up?" And I said, "No, it's definitely not." And then we look back and Seth's already like unconscious.
Yeah. I think that was also in the room. It was like, wait a minute. It's not both of them, surely. That would be nuts.
That would have been insane. That would have. God bless poor little AEW there. But anyway, I mean, you know, it's through no fault of their own, although through much fault of their own, but through no fault of their own this weekend, it's like tough to find them relevant. You know, it's. And I love AEW. It's the main one I watch, but fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like WWE, and who knew it only took getting rid of the insane old pervert to make it so much better.
Yeah, it turns out when you get rid of the insane old pervert and a guy who's there because his dad was sound to the insane old pervert on production, like yeah, it turns out like you can do really interesting things and tell really cool stories. And all it's going to take is getting rid of those two people and paying The Rock $30 million.
Yep. I mean, fucking money well spent. That's really,
Yeah.
You know, it's it.
They sold
Fucking.
$1 million in Cody Rhodes t-shirts alone. T-shirts. Let me tell you, man. I think one of the guys in our group bought something in the region of $250 worth of Cody Rhodes merch alone. The full
God bless him.
jacket, a couple of t-shirts, a hat. I bought two t-shirts, both of which are just The Rock. And
There it is.
And it's just a picture of The Rock from the mid-noughties.
Yeah.
And another one, which is just a slightly different picture of The Rock from the mid-noughties.
Yeah, perfect. It's, you know, it's a time to buy some fucking merch. You're over there.
Yeah.
It's quite free because it's not cheap, but it's quite freeing when something's not cheap because you're like, this ain't cheap no matter what I do. I might as well spend some fucking money.
Yeah. 100%.
We're
Yeah.
not getting out of this. We're not liking our bank balance after this, no matter what we do. So
I'm about to drop $2,000 in a week, not including the flights and tickets to get here. Like, spent within the window of that week, mostly on Ubers and food, and yeah.
Yeah,
now
if
I
you try
have
nickel
two
and dime
pictures
that,
of The Rock that I can
that's
wear.
really good. I would wear that. That's a really nice t-shirt.
Both
Well, it's not
t-shirts
nice,
both
but
t-shirts I'd wear on a night out, in a
yeah.
very specific kind of night out.
Yeah, it's a statement. It's a statement t-shirt.
It is.
Like, what are we doing here? Is the fucking point when everyone thinks any bit of fashion is like garish? So what are you fucking doing? Why not wear it? Like, what, you know?
Let me tell
you
you, I
want to
actually got a third piece of merch, man. I think you'll really enjoy.
Oh yeah,
my WrestleMania boxers.
Oh, underpants, very nice.
Got WrestleMania underpants, and I gotta say, I got them as a joke. They were real fucking comfy and warm on the really cold first night.
Oh yeah, we it was not obvious watching on TV. But apparently the first night was insanely cold.
Insanely cold and really windy. It was mostly like the wind chill that was really fucking everything up, I think. But
that's
yeah, like,
what'll do it. It's not underappreciated by anyone who's done it, but like when you're leaving the house to go out, like you're not, you think you're warm enough, but if you're sitting still for hours at a stadium, you are not, even if it's only a couple of degrees too cold, it's fucking freezing.
And thing is, so the Eagles Stadium, which is a gorgeous stadium, but it's kind of not a gorgeous stadium. It's a great stadium, but it's just a big fucking, like I feel like comparing it to the one last year, like SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles is a gorgeous building. It's really cool. Like it's well laid. It's like, it feels like an event center that happens to have a sport in the middle of it.
The one in Philadelphia feels like there was a pitch there, and they were like, we need to just cram in a bunch of seats.
It's like, there's sport happening. Does anyone have any spare steel and concrete? Let's throw it on the floor and see how many people we can get around it. Yeah,
am
like
I remembering correctly that it's
this
not
is
even
nothing.
really a bowl, is it? It's like a
No. It's four stands that are not connected to each other, apart from through little bridges or whatever. But like, yeah, it's like Crow Park. It's just steel, concrete, and whatever's happening in the middle.
And WrestleMania is always a funny one, particularly if you're in further up north, or whatever. That it's like,
but next year
it
it's in
happens in
December.
April, and it's fucking. You can get monstrously nice days in April, but you
As
can
we did
get
for day
snow.
two of this one.
Yeah, it ended up being nice, didn't it?
It was shorts and t-shirt weather 24 hours later. Yeah.
How dumb would you feel if you shorts and t-shirted it the first day, and then you were like, not making that mistake again, and you fucking wrap up
Several
like a mad thing?
people did. Several
I bet
people
they did.
remembered. Yeah.
Now,
But
you
yeah.
do need to wear more clothes than you think you do for anything in a stadium. And
Yeah, you're sitting down for 5 hours. Like you're getting your body's chilling out. Like,
like I know how cold I get at like a rugby match, and you're there for at most 2 hours. Like 5 hours, forget about it.
Yeah,
Like
that's just such a long time to do anything.
you need to be uncomfortable when you're leaving the house. Uncomfortably warm. To be wearing, it's the opposite of when you're going for a walk. You go for a walk, you should be too cold when you leave the house, because then when you heat up in about
You'll
10
heat right the
minutes,
way up. Yeah.
you'll
Well,
be
put it this way,
fine.
on night one, by the end of night one, you couldn't buy a WrestleMania hoodie in the stadium.
That's not a surprise at all. And I'll tell you, Jack, you might have a record there with those WrestleMania underpants. They might be the least shit stained pair of those that is still in existence.
That could possibly exist. Yeah.
A lot
Well,
of
look, you got to be the best at something. Being the least gross person at a wrestling show is,
I
well,
mean,
certainly something.
I don't want to damn you with faint praise, but I would say you were of the wrestling fans. I would say you were one of the most diligent wipers.
The low bar to clear, but I'm glad we have.
And what kind of crew did you have with you? Was it all workers, or
About a
was there
dozen
a
of
bit of
us
a
all
mix?
workers, yeah. And actually, so let's talk about the indies for a sec, because it's really fun. So the thing I love about WrestleMania, having done it now a couple of times, and why I will probably go back every time, is that it's basically the world's most fun conference. That like you're just kind of walking around and bumping into people the whole time. If you go to the indie shows, you're bumping into people who you might have not seen since the last one. You know, American lads who you kind of know, or lads from Canada or something.
Keep
Because
talking,
everyone.
by the way. I have to step away from the mic, but I have my earphones. I can hear you, so just keep going.
Oh yeah. So it's great, but also like all the WWE people are there. So like in our hotel room, sorry. So we were in the same hotel as Pat McAfee and Michael Cole and Wade Barrett. So like we're there at breakfast waiting for our Ubers, just chilling out with the lads who are like, oh, these are the guys from the TV. Like it's such a it makes everything very small. You know, our mate was in the you know, obviously he was staying with the rest of the WWE wrestlers in the like their official hotel. You know, we went to pick her up to go for dinner one of the nights, and we went into like Big Damo, great wrestler, former WWE guy. We're this, you know, we're in the lobby just having a chat with him, and then we see in the space of, and again, it's a 30-second interaction. You know, everyone, you know, he's a lovely bloke. We went for drinks a different night, but he was busy then. And in the space of that time, Nick Aldis walks past. Who cares? MVP comes up to Big Damo to say hello, and they have a quick chat. And as that's happening, Ken Shamrock walks past us. We're like,
holy shit! I fucking I fucking wasn't regretting not coming to WrestleMania at all until you said that.
Yeah. And we're like, fucking. We're like, what a crazy 30 seconds. And that's like, that's, and then as we're walking away, like Liv Morgan is like dancing on a car in front of the, hotel. And we're like, okay, let's just keep that. Let's go to dinner.
they're having the time of their life. It's really cool what WrestleMania has become. And in some ways it's changed, because it's like WWE has copped on that they were this tentpole thing that around which all these indies were drawing their biggest crowds of the year.
Yeah.
And and somebody in there went, oh, that means there's an appetite for more wrestling. So we're going to put on our stuff and get a lot of that. So stuff like putting on it, you know, the NXT,
putting on the NXT show nights, in the morning. Yeah.
Did they have any sort of, like, do you remember they used to do that Access thing?
Yes.
Where it was basically like a convention?
Yeah. So they did have that again. And it was like $50 in, like we didn't get tickets. But the wristbands we got for one of the GCW shows that are on, or maybe the Progress show that was on, was the same color. So I just kept that on and walked in.
Oh, you were just bopping. Yeah, you gotta love that.
Yeah, and it's like a little museum. And I'm sure if I was there during times that were intentional, they're doing signings, they're doing like interviews and stuff, but like I don't really care about much of that, to be honest.
There's almost too much on. It's like you actually can't do everything you would like to.
Oh yeah, but the thing is, like I wanted to see a bunch of, I wanted to see some indie shows as well, because you know, like LJ Cleary was wrestling on a couple of cool shows. Sesh Martino was as well, sort of semi part of our crew. So like we went to that. Like it's a show that like starts at midnight. And you're like, okay, we're gonna be the most, like, we're, everyone's kind of wrecked, but you're like, yeah, fuck it, like let's just do this. This might be good crack.
Yeah.
And like, and if you don't, fuck it. If it's not good crack, leave. You know, just go back to the hotel, sleep, and no one's gonna leave this weekend being like, oh, I wish I'd attended that additional wrestling show.
Yeah, fuck. People are too slow to leave things when they don't suit them.
Yeah,
and then complain
really
about it afterwards.
Walk away from something that you're not having a good time, and you'll.
If you're like, oh, it was 4 hours and it was shit. Well, why was it 4 hours then?
Like, and one of the show, and the midnight show that we went to was one of the single worst wrestling shows I've ever seen, and it was like sold out at midnight.
You nearly, I mean, like, there's no excuse for putting on a bad show, to be honest with you, in this day and age. But you sort of do.
All the talent in the fucking world is a mile away.
I mean, you know what you can put on with like no budget, and like,
yeah,
and only local talent.
Yeah,
and so it's gonna annoy you even more when you put on a shitty show. But you nearly do need that occasionally to just remind you how
the third match was a 30-minute time limit draw for the women's championship.
You can't be doing that.
At 1 o'clock in the fucking morning, you're going Broadway. You're going long at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning.
You can, and it's like
fundamentally,
you want to pull them aside and go, what like corner did you think you booked yourself into that you had to do that?
Or, who like, is this
you,
for?
You want to pull someone aside and go, it's you want to be like, you know, it's fake, yeah. You know, you get to pick that doesn't happen if you want.
You could just decide that's not happening.
I hate the term fake usually, but you know.
But it is. It's fake fighting. In the same way that like plays are fake love, you know.
Yeah, you're pretending, to be honest with you. People who still get pissed off at that word are pretending not to. Are pretending.
Yeah, it's not fake. It's predetermined. Yeah, but it's also fake. Like
yeah,
punch,
it's fake.
It's a fake punch. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I realize that there are people who think it's faker than it is. I've had those arguments where it's like, yeah, the chairs are fake. They're not. The tables are—they're not.
Yeah,
it's like they really are doing those things.
You got to realize that it's cheaper to find someone willing to get hit by a real chair than it is to make a fake one.
Well, and even the most famous recent fake chair, where they gimmicked that they wanted to do a chair to the head with Sean Spears and Cody Rhodes in AEW, and they did—they like gimmicked out the part that they were going to hit him with. So either the seat or the back, they put like a cake tin or something much more giveaway than the actual chair, huh. And it gave away far too much, and it kind of wrapped around, and the pole part hit. I think it was Cody who got hit by it, and he was just like, he was fucking nearly bled to death. Like it was nuts, you know. Yeah. So you're actually better off with the real thing a lot of the times than just. I mean, still don't hit people in the head, but you know.
Yeah, that's I'm gonna put that in the category of rarely worth it.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much put like get your hands up, don't fucking. And as well, when they gimmick the tables, I've seen it happen where the guy goes through it like butter, and it doesn't break his fall at all. And it's like, oh man, he'd have been so much better off if you
Oh yeah,
hadn't.
like going through a table is that's not the worst, but that actually did happen on night one of Mania. I don't know if it was a gimmick table, but like they put someone on the table and he fell through it.
Yeah.
Just the way that the dude broke the table instead of having the impact of a second dude. I was like, and it was the finish of the
You would
match as
much
well.
you don't want to take a big high fall, but you would much rather do so on a table. But no,
I'd rather
there
take two
and
little
even the,
ones. Yeah.
yeah, you know, there like it does break your fall. It doesn't seem like it would. It seems like it would be worse, but not going through. If you're like you see what happens when guys like miss the table that they're supposed to hit, and it's like they get way more hurt. It's way worse.
Oh yeah.
WWE has like smartly, I think, probably given that you can. They do gimmick their announce tables now to where it's not that they're fake or cut or anything, but when they do break under a certain after a certain amount of pressure, they do break and they
Yeah,
just fall
they
apart into like
collapse.
four pieces. So
Yeah.
that there's very little real danger if you go through a table and everything goes wrong. But to the extent that there is, it's that you can have what happened to Harley Race happen to you, and a bit of the wood can fucking stab you or something, like, you know.
I that's always been the thing is I've only done it as a handful of times. God, maybe
Oh, I
more than
never
that.
asked you if you'd taken a table bump, but I just hadn't seen you, so I assumed you hadn't.
Yeah, I have. I've definitely taken one. I think I've actually put people through tables, but like,
That seems more your style.
yeah, I think I've put people through two, but again, it was a death. It was a. I think both times was a Death Valley through a table, so I went through it as well myself. But the thing that always freaked me out was like, I actually know the wood is fine. It's the leg impaling me that I couldn't get out of my head. I was like, oh, what if, but it had the legs have to go somewhere, and they're actually going to collapse in. So how does this never happen? I was like, the fact that it never happens means it probably won't happen now for no reason. But it did really freak it did like really freak me out, but it was definitely in my head
And I'll tell you,
the whole fucking time.
and that's one of those things where it probably wasn't going to happen. But if you really start thinking it and you start getting timid, it's like contact in a contact sport. Like if you're
Oh, if you start thinking, I hope
playing
I don't
rugby
break
or
my nose,
whatever,
you're
when you,
absolutely about to break your nose. Yeah, you're
yeah,
like, you're favoring your nose. Yeah.
if you go in half ass to a tackle, you're fucked. Like,
You'll get absolutely milled. Yeah.
that's yeah. So it.
But
So
yeah.
that's really fucking. That's really fucking cool. They I do want to get to our listener question because we so rarely get them.
Yeah. Well,
And it is on
wrestling
topic.
is back. Wrestling is back. Wrestling is cool again.
It's back in a bit, it's back in a big way.
Never thought, honestly, never thought I'd say that would ever be the case.
It was a running joke on the internet that like anytime anything marginally good happened, someone would write New Boom period. And it was a joke because like
But
the idea is there couldn't be.
here we
And I tell
are.
you what it does. It shows something that I didn't really know, but that I should have known because I know it about myself, which is that I think this way. So therefore, why didn't I cop that there was clearly a load of people who think this way? There was a lot of people out there who didn't want a new wrestling product. They wanted WWE to be good. And
Yes.
so there was no point pointing them to New Japan. Or pointing them to AEW or Ring of Honor or anything else, and going, "Hey, if you want the don't stop complaining. There's great wrestling out there. They
It's like,
want
but
WWE to be good because
I want
that's what they
WWE to
grew
be
up
good.
with." Yeah. So like,
Because what those people can't do, even though they can try and they can sort of do it sometimes, is they can't say, okay, for the main event of WrestleMania, out comes John Cena. Out comes The Rock and out comes The Undertaker to save the day. You can't do the Avengers Infinity War with anyone except for WWE.
So lo and behold, the person who everyone has for years been saying needed to go because he was terrible at creative went because he was terrible at other things.
When because he was terrible
He was
for
terrible. I
WWE.
mean, it's
Yeah.
funny because it's not like anyone was under the impression he was a good guy. And I think most people probably did think he was doing inappropriate things sexually. For some reason, when it's all put out in front of you, it's like, oh.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Even though no individual, well, there were certain individual parts where you're like, holy shit. But for the most part, none of the broad strokes surprised anyone.
none of it felt like news, but it did feel like it did. Then all of a sudden, because I'd feel very complete, very quickly. Yeah.
Well, I think it was as well. It's just suddenly you see normal people talking about it, and you're like, oh yeah, that is bananas.
That's
That shouldn't
fucked.
be. You know?
That's completely fucked that that could happen. Yeah.
Because you tend to say it's stuff like it's kind of happens when things happen in comedy as well, where it's like you don't think of it as a workplace. And we know people who've fallen foul of this, where it's
Yeah.
like one minute you're having fun with your friends, and the next minute you're at work, and
Yep.
fucking not always obvious when you're in the middle of it, even though it's completely obvious.
Yeah.
Like,
Even though it should be, because you're in the fucking workplace. Yeah.
yeah, you know, but you can see, you can, when you're in it, you'd be amazed what you can fucking put up with. Anyway, so good. And for years, it was kind of known that it would be better creatively if Vince left, but for business reasons, you couldn't get rid of him because the feeling was the stock would go down, and the
And the
business
stock has
world
gone
thought he
up
was.
20% in the last month.
Yeah, how can it not if you keep
And The Rock has
kicking
paid
ass
30
like
million
that?
in stock to join the board. The Rock made $6 million extra just by making wrestling cool again.
Yeah. And how lucky are we in one sense
So
that Black
far.
Adam was a failure?
You know what? Fucking great point. I don't need to see The
Because,
Rock in
like,
yet another jungle.
yeah, he'd be fucking like, I'm not sure he comes back to wrestling in the way he did if everything's cooking the way he wanted it to in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's a fucking great point. God, I hadn't even thought about that. So the real people we want to thank here are, okay, who do we want to thank? We want to thank Vince McMahon
Vince McMahon for finally fucking off.
for finally doing something, for finally doing enough stuff that we could call it a day. We want to thank whoever wrote or directed Black Adam.
I've been blaming Vin Diesel. I know he's nothing to do with it, but
I assume he was involved in some capacity, so that feels
I've
appropriate.
for some reason have mashed him in because he was in Fast and Furious. I'm like, yeah, him and The Rock don't get along, so therefore, you know.
Let's thank Triple H. I personally want to thank Finn Balor never started that school. I certainly wouldn't have been there that weekend, so thank him. And
I'll tell you, they fucking I forgot what I was gonna say. Even though I started it off like a completely like I got to I'll tell you, and then I was like, I forgot. I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah, what am I gonna tell again?
Oh yeah, did you run into Jordan at all when you were over there?
I actually was supposed to see him the first time as well. I was supposed to see Session Moth, who was out with him, and I was like, I'm actually wrecked from the flight. And they said they were only going for a quiet pint. Of course, that turned out to not be the case. But no, but I got to see then Jordan obviously wrestled John Cena on Monday night. So I've wrestled someone who's wrestled John Cena. I am 1 degree of wrestling separation away from John Cena.
True. And
Isn't
physically, you're in much better
wrestling
condition.
fucking weird that that sentence is allowed to exist in the world?
It's wacky.
It's wacky.
It's a wacky and wonderful world. Another man who's probably very, I mean, he was fine either way, but he's more fine without Vince, I would say. Young Jordan Devlin.
Completely.
Just from the pure point of view of that, like, there's a ceiling at his size with Vince McMahon in charge. And it's not like Triple H isn't a physique guy, but it's not
But
like
Jordan is a physique guy.
Jordan
Like
has a
Jordan
good
looks
physique. He's just
class.
small.
Yeah. And
As
I'd say
amazing.
the reason you should watch that ladder match is because he takes an unbelievable bump in it.
Yeah, I think the long hair really suits him as well. I'm amazed how much of a difference that made in, like, for some reason, minimizing how small he is. I don't know
Yeah,
why it does.
he looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking delighted for
Yeah.
him.
And because it looked for a while there like it mightn't be all right for him. And for whatever reason, it is.
I think this weekend also a real testament to how good an investment NXT UK was. Like it was profitable every year that it ran because of the BT Sports deal, or close enough to it that it didn't matter. And they out of it they got like Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, Jordan Devlin, Ilya Dragunov, Laravel
And
Kurnia.
they'd never have done it if there hadn't have been. It's a lot of what's right about WWE now is a real testament to like the existence of competition is actually a good thing. Like they'd never have done NXT UK if the ITV wrestling thing hadn't been starting and they weren't just determined to sign up. Like
Yeah,
I don't
actually.
think when they signed him that WWE really felt that they needed to sign Jordan Devlin. But I do think that when they saw this other thing he might go to, that they went, we better fucking sign all these guys.
Put it this way. Again, I only knew him as a fan through OTT. But it did become clear that, like, oh, this guy is really, really about as good as it gets at doing this. Yeah. And if he was 6 inches taller, there'd be no doubt in my mind. But even like seeing when they started doing cruiserweight tournaments, I'm like, it was not surprising to me when Jordan found himself on Monday Night Raw or at WrestleMania.
It didn't surprise me in terms of his talent at all, but it did. Vince liked him for whatever reason, and he did. You know, he only liked him to a point. Vince is not going to make a guy that size be his world champion. But I was surprised about that because it was just he's a smaller guy. I would have thought AEW he'd be fine in. But, you know, Monday Night Raw, Vince, I'll take one look at him standing beside like Damian Priest or whatever and go like...
In fairness, no. I don't actually know anything about how that process really works. Like who is the person making that decision. But all I know is that in him, I think they've made a fucking good call.
No, it absolutely has. It shows you how... It set WWE back for years, their size requirements, because not only did it cause them to miss out on a bunch of excellent talent that was just a little smaller or a little doughier or a little whatever, you know, I mean, like how much earlier should they have signed the likes of Kevin Steen or whatever that they just didn't because of his physique or whatever. But yeah. Also, if everybody has to be 6'4", 250, it's like, how big do you have to then be to be big?
Yeah. Yeah. Who are your big guys?
Like you notice it when you see a guy in real life from that era. Like if you stand next to Billy Gunn and you're like, holy shit, like he's massive.
Was on a show with RVD and I'm like, this guy's enormous and he's a small guy.
Like you see like a Matt Bloom in person. Would have been Prince Albert and Tensai and whatever else he was. Sweet Tea, he was various other things. Might be the biggest person I've ever seen in real life. And he's like And was he even a giant in there? I mean, he's a big guy, but like,
no, he was in there with like Test, who was a big guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Test, another enormous man. It's like you really should only have a couple of those. And if you have a bunch of Jordan Devlin sized guys, then Test looks even bigger. Like, I don't know how they didn't figure that out, but they didn't. And they seem to have now. In any case, I will answer the listener question.
There was a fan question.
Yeah. It would be very on brand actually to just tease answering it and then not do it. I've forgotten. I still can't really remember when it happened, but it's to something I'd say to be wrong. That apparently on an episode a while back, I made the point and then didn't elaborate at all. I said like when wrestling bookers thought the fans were dumb, the booking was better. And I think I probably talked about it to you off the air. So you were like, yeah. And Gavin's a bit of a get-along guy. So he was like, yeah. And then I just never elaborated. So the question was, what the fuck did you mean by that? What I meant by it was when a wrestling promoter thinks that gives you almost too much credit as a fan, they start like not telling you things that you really do rather need to know. And like, not, you know, focusing way too much on little intricate bits that like you might pick up on or you might not, and it's to the detriment of the overall storytelling. Like it's great to put those in, but if you focus on that so when they think you're stupid, they go like, this is the hero, this is the villain, they are fighting because of this, and a bit
of exposition never hurt anybody.
Yeah, you're never really upset that they're explaining. You're like, you know, and they build it up simply and logically, and it culminates in like in big moments that you can kind of understand. And it's like, oh, well, that's not like real life. Good. It's like, I mean, they do hurt Karanas in this. It's not real life.
Yeah.
And when they think, furthermore, when they think you're really dumb, they think you think it's real. They think they're fooling you. So they actually try really hard to have it make sense because they're like, they'll like when the scumbag carnival folk that from like the previous era slash also as it turns out Vince's era, but whatever, when they thought they were fooling you, they're like,
don't worry, they're still around.
Yeah. But
Going
when they
places,
think
yeah.
they're fooling you, it's like, we can't have that, because then if we do that, they'll figure out, if we have him show up here, they'll figure out that that's not real. That's a logical inconsistency, so they'll figure that out. They actually get paranoid about you finding out it's then it gets even better. It's like they fucking, if they think they're fooling you, they really try. When they're like, oh, they already all know it's fake because they're smart, and like, it's way more likely to go, they'll figure that out. The audience will figure it out. It's, well, maybe they will and maybe they won't. But, and also, I don't want to have to. You've muted yourself there, Jackie boy.
Sorry. Yeah,
That's all right.
I'm not trying to watch a Christopher Nolan movie every week. Like
Yeah.
sometimes it's just fun to like enjoy things and have it be a bit dumb. Like it doesn't need to be a stoner comedy all the time, but like it doesn't need to be a thriller either. And you could
No.
do a little bit of both, and sometimes it's fine.
Yeah, of course it is. So that's, dear listener, that was what I meant by that. And you can disagree with that if you like, but I realize I didn't
It's a
even give you
mistake.
a chance.
It's a mistake I always make as a performer. I'm like, don't spoon. I go back and forth on it very consciously. That I'm like, don't spoon feed people. And I'm like, and I'm much more at a phase now where I'm like, no, explain what's happening three times in the first 30 seconds. Make sure
Yeah.
everybody's on board. And like, and again, like, sure, some people who are like really sharp and look out for small things will probably have a worse time as a result. And sometimes you can optimize for them, but for the most part, I think you have a responsibility as a performer. Sometimes, again, like unless you're intending to make, something which is more niche, but like I think you have a responsibility as a performer that the audience has a good time. And
Yeah.
if you're choosing to only satisfy 5% of the audience, you better really fucking nail it with those 5%, or be very or consider yourself an artist and not an entertainer. And I consider myself to be slightly more of the second.
And I mean, it's like that's that, but also that is the art. It's professional wrestling. The art is an ass every 18 inches. Like it is making the audience happy, but not so happy that they don't ever feel they have to come back. And like, it's, I felt the same way about comedy always. I was like, this doesn't have to exist. There's no grant coming for this. If people
Yeah.
don't show up and like it goes away. And frankly, if people don't show up and like it, who cares that it went
It
away? Because
should.
you lost something that stank. So like, and wrestling is fundamentally like that as well. And it doesn't mean everything. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have like Josh Barnett's blood sport, where it's like, by definition, it's going to be niche. It's like, that's not going to be on television. But
But I do kind of wish I'd went to that actually. Given it seemed
yeah.
like a
Well,
good
look,
show.
you were never gonna, there's so much on, you were never gonna come away having seen everything you wanted to see. And that's kind of what's cool about it as well, is that you couldn't have. You had to be sure, even if I mean, you literally couldn't have. Even if you dedicated yourself to seeing everything, there are things that clashed. You couldn't be two places at once.
No,
Like, I mean, what are you?
100%. And I was glad I went to the small indies. We did like a show at a local training school, one at a fucking brewery, and then a couple of the GCWs. All great.
And I think the right thing to do is to like you go to the big ones and then a few select ones of other ones that you care about, and then everything else, it's like whatever you see, you see. It's like doing a music festival. There's always people who like, I want, they have like meticulously plan out every minute of the 3 days to see as many acts as possible.
Yeah,
It's like,
but
I think
sometimes
you're
you're just
missing.
wandering past the stage and like, yeah, there's a bunch of guys in like in medieval armor playing black metal.
Yeah, it's
Let's
like
just
I
spend 20
think
minutes
you.
listening to this.
Yeah, you need to have time for the things to marinate, or it's like it doesn't matter. All you did was collect all the toys. So no, it was good. I've no review of the beer because it was Budweiser and there's no need to do that. I have no idea if this was in any way tolerable to listen to.
Who knows?
But we've already explained the logic. We would have had this conversation anyway, and you would be getting no episode. And you're, I
Yep.
wonder, for timeliness sake, will
Put
I,
it out as
because
a two-parter? Yeah, that's a great call. Make this the next 2 weeks of
no, will
nothing.
I say to Rob to not put out, to just put out the one that should have been last week, to put this one out first, because it's
Oh,
like,
yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. Whatever the story is, again, I have no idea if anyone is even still listening at this point. Because it's like we didn't even really do a review of it, which might have had an audience if we'd have been like, okay, the first match was, you know, we didn't do that. It was just
no,
like,
no, we just talked about like, in summary, The Rock is the fucking man, and if anyone wants to watch the segment he did on Monday night where he spends 8 minutes standing there getting booed out of the building to the point where he literally cannot speak until he on live television says, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
and then
that
the
was
crowd
such a
goes
funny thing. They
wild.
kept trying to censor, and they kept being slightly too late, so you would hear the curse word, and then the
like,
next thing
shut
would be.
the fuck.
And maybe as well, like, who the fuck saw Cody Rhodes coming?
Nah,
I mean,
no.
obviously the last couple of years people did, but like when he was what me and Gavin were talking about. It's like, remember Stardust? You know, and he left WWE, and as lowly a position as he was in there, people are like, ah, I mean, what's he gonna really do? You know, go work the indies and be, yep. What, start his own company with blackjack and hookers? Yep.
Yeah. It'll be gambling themed.
He came back to fucking WWE as a main eventer. Like, it's that's.
And then main evented the biggest and arguably best WrestleMania of all time twice.
Like, there's an, and it's a, and it's again about competition. And it's about sometimes you gotta go away for a while for anyone to miss you, and you have to take chances on yourself. Because if he just stays there, which everyone with a brain would have told him to do when he was teaming with his brother as Stardust,
yeah,
like he didn't come near this. He didn't come near where he is. So, like, if you really believe in yourself and you really think you're at that level, and it's advice I never took, and frankly, wouldn't have mattered if I did take it because I wasn't at that level as a comic or whatever. But there are people who are. It could be, you know. Make whatever, mate.
And I think the person who's doing that now is Matt Cardona.
Yeah. Go and fucking make the move. Go to the bigger pond. Go to whatever, wherever it is, and be trust that, like, it might fuck up, but you don't die wondering. And he certainly didn't.
Yep.
God bless him.
God.
Oh, nothing bad comes out about him now that I've been so praising of him. But
nothing he ever does could be bad or wrong. Yeah. How old?
I certainly hope nothing bad comes out about Triple H, because WWE have very much hung their hats on Vince is gone. Look at the new guy. The new guy.
How did you guys get married again? Oh no, he drugged his wife and did a drive-through wedding.
Because I actually haven't ever heard anything personally bad about him. Whereas I could not say the same about Vince, where like people did know a lot of bad stuff about him. So I actually don't think anything is coming about him, but
no, the small number of people I know who know him very, very personally, but at a distance, again, all just lovely.
There's also enough people who hate him that I think stuff would have come out. You know, there's people who really don't like him for personal reasons, and you even from them you don't hear it. I don't know. Who knows? You can never fully trust in anyone at all, but. But because it's hard to pull that move twice in quick succession, where you go, the bad apples have been excised from the barrel, and here's the new guy. You really can't do that a second time. You get like one of those every 15 years. Oh yeah, this has been what it's been. I'm actually probably not even going to edit this. How's that different from any other week, man? It's shut up.
You don't even know the horrors you are protected from.
Yeah, you know.
Our victories are secret and our failures are public.
Are very public.
We're like the FBI.
We are exactly like the FBI. We killed. No, I mean No, this will probably just go out as is, and you can like it or you can lump it.
Yeah, it'll be very clear from the start of it what this is. It's two lads talking about WrestleMania and tangential wrestling stuff.
Yeah, it might be the realest podcast you listen to. There's like it's just like just me and Jack talking.
Yeah.
And then
recording?
Yeah, and you may realize you're going, oh yeah, that's why it's not a problem. That's why it's not bad to be fake. It's more entertaining.
That's why
sometimes.
That's why it's performing, not just putting a microphone in the middle of a room and sitting around chatting shit over it. But in summary, I think the only thing I've done, the only thing I would change is like I think I'm just incredibly tired. I think I slept an average of about 4 hours a night for the last.
Oh, you're in much better condition than I thought you'd be. Like, frankly, like you're clearly tired, but like I thought you'd be like kind of tired.
I'm in ribbons. The fact that I can speak at all, I've got three job interviews in the next 48 hours. And the
But
fact that I can speak at all.
you know what? There's job interviews. You're better off. Things should be sort of going wrong. Everything should be
Manus,
flowing out around you.
let me tell you what's expensive. America. Let me tell you
Yeah.
what's expensive entirely separate to that. Titty bars. Let me
Oh
tell you
yeah.
what's ex double expensive. Having a bunch of wrestlers bring you to a titty bar at 2 o'clock in the morning and being like, everybody gets a dance.
I can, yeah, that's very on brand for you. You're very generous with your tittiness, which I respect. It's and we're not prepared for titty bars because we don't. I mean, like,
That was my first time in one. I'd never been to one before.
they don't really exist here. I mean, you can go to like a lap dancing club, but they always that always feels too seedy. I don't. Whereas if it was just like, oh, maybe they don't really. Yeah, it was like a titty bar. If it was a thing people did, I might be more inclined to go to one, and I might be more used to it. But nothing here that is like that. It does anything other than creep me out. But it's a culture thing in America. They do have them, and people do go to them.
Yeah. And it was weird. Like, we were there because it was kind of gas. And then we met some people, some of the GCW people there, and they were like, oh no, do you feel like this is important?
I think
What a weird thing.
wrestlers are more inclined to go to a titty bar than most people. A
Like
lot of
we're in the body business. I feel like we can appreciate like just like
yeah,
that for what it
absolutely. And in
is.
the old days, a bunch of the wrestlers, the way they got into it was by being bouncers at such establishments. And like the other wrestlers would go and they'd see a big jacked looking bouncer and they'd be like, brother, you should fucking
Yeah,
come to the
you should get in
matches
on
and
this, bro.
get in on this, you know. So in other words, Titty Bar Weekend was good. It was nice of you to catch some WrestleMania while you were there.
Yeah. And I need the money
Yeah,
for whatever it's
you
worth.
need those job interviews to go better than you than you might have if you
Yeah.
hadn't gone to this fucking
Yeah,
thing.
the personal runway was many months. Now it's
Yeah.
some months.
So good. Good luck with those. Again, there's no you can put all the planning and have everything go perfectly before a job interview, and then it's like it fucks up entirely. So it's actually how many times do you hear like the you know you hear that the successful one was like, I was so hungover, I didn't have time to think about anything, and I just went in and just fucking it
Yeah,
just happened.
it just
Like, you know.
went good. Yeah.
So I hope that's what happens for you. I mean, personally, it's nice to have the idea that you're free all the time and a man of leisure, but I realize that's not sustainable
No,
for
but
any
I
length
also
of
haven't
time.
signed on to the dole yet. And that would really, and I know I should have, that's leaving money on the table, but it would sure, I sure see how people would get into it. Like,
Oh yeah. There's a like it's very easy to do. Not only were you leaving money on the table, you're leaving your money on the table. You
fine,
were
yeah.
paying social insurance, saying social insurance for the entire time. Like that
Yeah.
was like that's which is what that's for. You should have absolutely signed on. But I also get not doing that. I didn't sign on for a long time when I was able to as well, because it was
Pure
just
laziness on my part, gotta be honest. If I could press a button
it's
and have the money, I absolutely would. I
Well, they
haven't
don't.
thought
It
about money.
feels. It doesn't. It feels like something. I don't know.
Nah,
And you don't
man,
want
it's
to do
my
it.
money. I've paid so much
Oh no,
for it.
you're dead right. That's true. It's just. It's hard to internalize that, even though it's true. It like that is.
I can count the amount of tax I pay in a year by number of teachers. And I'm like,
Yeah.
no, I'll take a taste of that back.
Yeah. You were literally paying social insurance. That's what you're like. You ought to have got that. That's what that's for.
Yeah. Ah, sure. I'll get there.
Yeah, you're right. No one's feeling too sorry for you. They
Nor
should.
should they. Nor should they.
No, well, maybe not. All right. Well,
Man, this has been a treat for us. I imagine the listeners will feel precisely the same way.
yeah, and if I've made anything clear over the last 7 years, it's that I don't give a flying fuck about the listener.
This one we really could have just done in person in a pub.
Yeah, we probably, yeah. Oh
We
well,
missed a
here we
trick on
are.
that. Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Have
Well, good night, folks. Only one thing to cheers to, not
Snowdy
giving a
finishing the
flying. F
story.
yeah, we finished
And of course,
count and not giving a flying fuck about the listener.
Michael.
All one of them. All right. Yeah. Good chat. That was fun.
Much love, bro.
Much love, bro. See you now.
Mwah.